This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the emergency use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, clearing the way for millions of Americans to begin receiving the shot. The FDA published its decision in a lengthy letter on Friday evening in Washington. It came after White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pressured FDA Chief Dr. Stephen Hahn to approve the vaccine or hand in his resignation. A panel of FDA advisors had recommended approving the vaccine on Thursday. Pfizer has a deal with the U.S. government to supply 100 million doses of vaccine by March. Frontline healthcare workers and those in retirement homes are expected to be among the first ones to get the shot. The United States joins Britain, Bahrain, Canada, Mexico, and Saudi Arabia in approving the Pfizer vaccine. Preparations are underway to begin vaccinating Americans against COVID-19. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Richard with nursing home company Genesis Healthcare says residents and workers will be vaccinated. He expects to see side effects.
These vaccines are very effective. They're potent. They stimulate the immune system very well.
That may create a problem.
One concern we have is trying to avoid vaccinating too many people, staff members that is, on the same day and having too many people feeling under the weather the next day while the vaccine is kicking in.
Professor Richard Moore with the Brown University School of Public Health says there have been no serious side effects during trials.
Pain at the injection site, swelling, is not uncommon.
Moore says the first people vaccinated in the UK tolerated the typical side effects quite well. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out a long-shot lawsuit filed by the state of Texas that aimed to overturn voting in four other states. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The lawsuit filed by the state of Texas and the Trump campaign sought to invalidate millions of ballots cast in key battleground states that elected Joe Biden, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court, in a brief unsigned order, ruled that Texas lacked the standing to pursue the case, not demonstrating why Texas would challenge how another state conducts its elections. This was considered a bold strategy, but 17 Republican attorneys general and 126 members of Congress signed on to this Texas lawsuit, alleging election fraud but offering no proof. The Electoral College will meet Monday, formally electing Joe Biden as the next president. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Donald Trump has signed a short-term spending bill that will keep the U.S. government from shutting down. But as AP's Mike Gracia reports, differences remain over a COVID relief package.
A federal shutdown, which could have commenced at midnight, has been avoided, with President Donald Trump signing a temporary government-wide funding bill. The short-term measure was signed by Trump just hours after it was passed by the Senate. The House passed the bill Wednesday. Senator Richard Shelby, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, said Friday negotiators appear to be moving in a positive direction on a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill. Meantime, talks on a new coronavirus relief bill are stalled, but there is agreement on Capitol Hill that Congress won't adjourn for the year without passing a new round of pandemic relief. Mike Gracia, Washington.
With some Americans now falling sick with COVID-19 for what they did over Thanksgiving, health officials are begging them not to make the same mistake during Christmas and New Year's. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Contact tracers and emergency room doctors are hearing from new coronavirus patients that they socialized over Thanksgiving with people outside their household. Health officials are asking people not to make the same mistake during the winter holidays. According to an AP analysis, new cases are running at 195,000 a day, based on a two-week rolling average. That's a 16% increase from the day before Thanksgiving. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is reinstating indoor dining restrictions.
If the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not. We're going to close indoor dining in New York City on Monday.
On Thursday, California set a one-day record of 220 deaths. Health officials there are urging the state's residents to stay home as much as possible. The surge around the country has swamped hospitals and left health workers exhausted and demoralized. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.